White House advisors were making the rounds over the weekend to push the president's plan to slap tariffs on imported aluminum and steel, saying they are essential to protect American industries. But U.S. allies around the world are pushing back, and even members of the president's own party are resisting today. A spokesperson for House Speaker Paul Ryan saying the congressman is urging the president not to advance with his plan. Let's bring in Derek Thompson. He's senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us now, as he does each and every Monday, from New York City. Hey, Derek, how are you?
Hello there.
So 25% on steel, 10% on aluminum. We've had a couple of days now to kick this around, process what it means. And the consensus from economists is what?
The message from economists is simple. This tariff plan doesn't make any sense. And the reason it doesn't make any sense, according to most economists, is pretty easy to understand. There is a reasonable concern about China dumping steel. And despite that turn of phrase, that doesn't mean like backing up a pickup truck and unloading steel bars in your neighbor's front yard or whatever. It's just a fancy term for subsidizing steel exports, which hurts domestic producers here in the U.S. So there's a simple way to deal with this. The U.S. gets together with its allies, its trading partners, and we collectively pressure China to reduce its capacity. But rather than do that, rather than join our trading partners to pressure China, this policy punishes all of those trading partners when it comes to steel. Canada, Brazil, and South Korea are the top exporters of steel to the U.S. And with this tariff, we're slapping the same tax on them that we're slapping on the Chinese, essentially therefore daring them to tax us right back on our exports to them. So it's creating a needless trade war when the fundamental problem here is much, much better resolved by collective action, joining with our allies rather than punishing them.
Right. It's the trade war with American allies that has so many people scratching their head. We're hearing from the European Commission that Europe will consider countermeasures if this goes forward, targeting Levi jeans, Harley Davidson motorcycles, Kentucky bourbon. Another interesting note from Speaker Ryan's office today, spokesperson said, we certainly don't want to jeopardize the gains of tax reform. Now, that's interesting. Does a tariff on steel and aluminum just kind of erase the gains of tax cuts by putting a tax somewhere else?
It doesn't erase the gains. I don't want to go that far. It definitely does not erase the gains of tax reform or of the GOP tax cuts. It does, however, essentially raise prices on American consumers. I mean, that's what a tariff is. A tariff is a tax on imports. And if you have a tariff on steel or on aluminum, then you're probably raising costs for people, for any company that uses steel or aluminum, and thereby raising costs on anybody that buys from those companies using steel or aluminum. I was joking to some friends earlier that if, you know, when you combine the Trump budget with its sky-high deficits, and you put that side by side with this plan to start a trade war, which the president says is good and easy to win, you basically have a policy to raise costs across the economy, to raise inflation by any measure possible. High deficits plus low interest rates, plus tariffs galore is a perfect storm for higher prices and maybe wages. I don't think that's Trump's explicit plan here. But if you were the president of the United States and your job was to raise inflation by any means necessary, this is what you would do. It doesn't make it a good plan. I think, you know, out of control inflation, no one considers that good. But that's the only way to sort of tie together all of these ad hoc policies at once.
Well, the president's cabinet secretary, Wilbur Ross, the commerce secretary, is making the case that the tariff on aluminum, for instance, would not actually cost consumers that much. And here he is trying to make the point on CNBC with a can of Campbell's soup in his hand.
In the can of Campbell's soup, there's about 2.6 pennies worth of steel. So if that goes up by 25%, that's about 0.6 of 1 cent on the price of a can of Campbell's soup.
So here's the Trump administration trying to make the point that any increase in consumer goods are, not going to outweigh the benefit to the steel industry, for example. Break down the secretary's argument there. Is he right to point that out about the Campbell's soup can?
It's an unbelievably glib argument. I mean, an aluminum tax is not going to raise the price of an individual soup can by very much, right? I mean, but that's because a soup can is a tiny, tiny, tiny little thing. But what about the can makers and other companies that have to buy hundreds or thousands of tons of aluminum or steel every year in a period of rising labor costs? If you raise the price of aluminum or steel, it's going to hurt those companies, which could force them to lay people off. There's only 150,000 people who work in steel mills in the U.S. This policy is going to be good for them. But there are millions of people who actually who work in companies that use steel and aluminum. They make beer cans. They make soup cans. They make cars and cranes and boats and houses and industrial machines. And for them, this is bad. And for consumers of those products, this is bad. So just holding up a single can and saying, oh, well, this can, this tiny little can is going to be much more expensive, that's glib. That's not the right way to think about it.
It's
you
a good prop.
It
looks good on TV, too. Yeah.
It is. It's a funny way to make the point.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at the Atlantic. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.